This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Lisa Gray. She's the founder of A Promise to Jordan. You know, it's the pandemic. There's so many things going on, but there's so many good causes and so many creative ways people are helping those causes. And A Promise to Jordan is one of those. I find very interesting. You know, we're a show that on Sunday mornings for family and doing things together. This one's a little bit different, but it's for a good cause. And I think everyone, I know my kids included, when we go out to eat, they always want a Shirley Temple, you know, the mocktails. So joining me again this morning, Lisa Gray, founder of A Promise to Jordan. Thank you for joining me this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the opportunity, Joey.
So tell me a little bit about what is A Promise to Jordan.
A Promise to Jordan is an organization. We're a nonprofit that's based in Simsbury, and I started the organization back in July of 2018 after losing my firstborn son, Jordan, to an accidental heroin and fentanyl overdose at the age of 24 on June 30th, 2018. And he passed away inside our family minivan in the driveway of our home. And so as I said goodbye to him that afternoon in our driveway, I made a promise to him that I would keep fighting to save other individuals and families from the devastation that's brought on by the disease of addiction. So less than a month later, our organization was founded. And since then, we have been doing tremendous work in our communities. So our mission is to raise awareness of the problem of substance use disorders, help erase the stigma surrounding it and other mental health disorders, help people access quality care when they're ready for treatment, and most importantly, give hope that recovery is possible to individuals struggling with substance use disorder and their loved ones, because it truly is a family disease that affects everyone.
It's
that
definitely
loves the person.
Yeah, it's definitely
affected.
It hits anyone. It holds no grudges. It goes after anyone and everyone equally. You know, I've experienced it in my family also. And one of the things, like, fundraising is a very big thing. It's been difficult, I would assume, over the past year to do fundraising. We'll get into the little bit of the troubles and stuff that have had to happen over the year. But one of the events you guys have coming up, which is pretty cool, area restaurants and local bar owners are going to showcase their best non-alcoholic beverage to compete for first place in the mocktail tasting fundraiser in May on the 13th. Tell me about that at Real Artways.
Yes. So a lot of nonprofits, I'm sure people have seen, they do beer tastings or wine tastings as a way of raising money. But obviously, since we're an organization that tries not to encourage people to use substances, that was not an option for us. And so I came up with this idea because I've seen mocktails becoming more popular in recent months. They're actually on menus of many restaurants when I go out to eat. And many people are trying to live a healthier lifestyle, so they're cutting back on alcohol. Maybe they've made a New Year's resolution to cut back on their consumption. And, of course, there are millions of people in the United States living in recovery who I think would appreciate being able to go out for an evening to a fun event where they don't have that threat of a substance hanging over their heads and you know, having to think about being able to stay sober. So this is an event that is for people in recovery, but really for anyone. And as you said, we're going to have restaurants from all over the Hartford area who are going to join us. And they're also, in addition to the mocktails, they'll be serving appetizers. So there'll be food as well. And it will be held outdoors so people can feel safe coming out. And any restrictions that are still in place with regard to the pandemic at that time will certainly be followed so that people can feel safe and have a good time.
And that's one of the things, like you said, you know, it's a place where people can feel safe. I know that's one thing we've struggled with, you know, because there has been substance abuse in my family. When we do have family gatherings, holidays, it's do you put out that bottle of wine or do you put out some mixed drinks? You know, it's a weird thing. So for this to be a safe space for everyone to go, you know, there's going to be nothing that's going to be tempting. That's a really great idea. Like, how did you come up with the idea? Like, what just triggered it all of a sudden?
I'm not sure. I think it was probably thinking about the beer tastings and the wine tastings that I've seen other nonprofits do, but also because I enjoy a mocktail from time to time myself, and I have fun. I consider myself like a junior mixologist, if you will, at home, and I concoct all kinds of things for myself at home, and they're often so delicious. You know, we're talking about more than just drinking a non-alcoholic beer or a glass of seltzer or something. These are really creative combinations of ingredients that these restaurants and bartenders have come up with that I think people are really going to enjoy.
And that's the thing, the creativity. I have always said, many times over the past year during the show, is if one thing that we can look at as a silver lining to this whole pandemic is people have found creativity inside of them that they have never known existed.
Right.
out
of necessity.
Out of necessity, and it's just fun. I mean, people are having fun doing different things. I've seen more people with kids, talking about cooking dinner with their family, doing things that, bring everyone together. And this is one of those things that bring people together for a great cause. So if people do want to, adventure out to the mocktail tasting, how can people get some more information for the fundraiser?
You could visit our website at promisetojordan.org and click on the events tab. And also, if I could, while people are on the website, if anyone is struggling or knows someone who is struggling with a substance use disorder, our website has probably the most comprehensive listing of resources for help on there. We have nearly 100 resources for help listed under the Where to Turn for Help tab. So you'll find anything there from treatment centers to support groups and everything for the individual who's struggling as well as their loved ones who might need some support.
And that's one of the things that I think, unfortunately, a lot has gotten swept under the rug during the whole COVID pandemic, with people being a little bit more isolated. Finding ways to get help or have someone understand there is help, even though, there might not be as much face-to-face contact with people, but there is hope out there. So that's really cool that you guys have that on the website. Have you seen that kind of uptick over the past year?
Yes, unfortunately, and I don't think it's a secret to anyone. There's been a lot of news coverage on it as well. The mental health issues that have been exacerbated by the restrictions brought on by the pandemic, which certainly leads to more substance use, and unfortunately, we for 2020 saw the highest year on record for overdose deaths, not only in the state of Connecticut but across the United States, and it's very sad, and I just have to keep fighting, and other organizations like mine just have to keep fighting and doing this work in our communities, and hopefully we're going to start to see those numbers turn around. I have to believe that we are making a difference, but it's discouraging sometimes to see them continuing to go up, and the pandemic certainly didn't help.
No, the pandemic.
And there were a lot of factors that played into that for sure.
And I mean, that's, one thing I always kind of like to highlight is there. Recently, can you think of like a good story, something that, people are going to, go to the mocktail fundraiser, but, where is the money going? Give me an example of if you got someone that you've helped recently. Sure. And kind of like that, for that forsaken soul that was helped out.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny you mentioned that because just last week we were able to help a family get their loved one into treatment when they had been struggling. There was a particular treatment center that he wanted to go to, and he had his heart set on that one, and they had been calling every day looking for availability for a bed, and he was being turned away and turned away and turned away. And they reached out to me, and I made a call, and within 48 hours, he was in the treatment center that he wanted to be in. So that felt really good, and he's doing extremely well there. We also have a program going on right now that we're very proud of, where we are providing life coaching services to individuals who are being discharged from treatment or transitioning from a sober living community back into traditional society while recovering from opioid use disorder. So these are individuals who have often, because of their disease, lost everything. And they, finally get to the point where they are putting in the time and effort to get healthy and change their lifestyle and get back on the right track. And they're discharged from treatment or their sober living community, and they're slapped in the face with the harsh reality that they're now starting their lives over from nothing.
And that's,
they have no job. They have no home. They've often lost their families. And so we're providing them with a coach who can help them find a safe place to live, help them find a job with a livable wage, help them go back to school if they want to, or even just the simple matter of staying sober, making sure that they know where their NA and AA meetings are and that they're getting to them and that they're getting their medication-assisted treatment and that they're attending their therapy appointments. So that is something that is so important in those initial weeks and months when someone is making that transition, when they're at highest risk of relapse.
And that's one of the, you know, a lot of the things, like you just said, unfortunately, they're the stigmas that people fear when they're trying to get help. You know, there's places out there, apromisetojordan.org. There's multiple helping hands that are there to let people know that there's hope out there, you know. And one of the things, like we would talk about, you're doing is a mocktail fundraiser. And I'm looking at some of the sponsorships, you know, these are the companies and businesses and people that are making this possible. And, you know, give a shout out to some of them for helping out.
Sure. Liberation Programs is a great supporter down in Stamford. They're a treatment center. Athletic Brewing Company, they are a brewery down in Stratford, Connecticut. All they brew is non-alcoholic beers of all different kinds of flavors. I'm really excited to try them. We've got, so many different sponsors that have backed us. Avon Driving School in the Farmington Valley. So lots of organizations and companies, businesses that are supporting our cause and supporting this event that we're very, very grateful for.
That's excellent. So again, it's taking place outdoors at The Real Artways, located at 56 Arbor Street in Hartford, from 6 to 9. On May 13th. And, you know, we have to, because nowadays, what's the, you know, COVID protocol if people want to head out to the event?
They'll, of course, I'm sure we'll still be wearing masks at that time. So make sure that you bring a mask. And anything else, we'll let you know when you get there. We'll be trying our best to keep people social distance if we're still needing to do that at that time. We're hoping, as the governor is telling us, hopefully by that time, everyone will have had the opportunity to be vaccinated if they want to be. So hopefully our numbers are going to be low and we're going to feel safe being able to gather together in one place. But time will tell, I guess, as with everything with this virus, time will tell. We have to wait and see. But whatever is happening at that time, people can rest assured that we will be following every restriction and that they will still be able to have a really enjoyable time.
It is a time of fluctuation.
For sure.
Like I said, if people want more information, apromisetojordan.org, or they can email you at info@apromisetojordan.org. There's still some sponsorship abilities, it looks like, and just anyone looking to help, it'd be an amazing thing. Lisa Gray, the founder of A Promise to Jordan, who lost her son and is just trying to do the best she can so other people don't have to go through what she does, finding the star amongst the dark, I like to say. Well, thank you again, Lisa, for joining me. And this is one of those things that just, you know, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.